Baseball season is near, and to help get you in the mood, there's a special exhibit coming to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. It's focused on the Chicago Cubs-St. Louis Cardinals rivalry. State historian Samuel Wheeler joins us. And Sam, I guess first and foremost, baseball is history. Some people might dispute that, but I think many people would agree it is.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me on. And baseball is history, and it's particularly when we're talking about a rivalry that's more than a century in the making between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs.
And it's smart of you to set it up this way, because you're not going to offend Cardinal fans or Cub fans. You have a rivalry exhibit, so there's going to be things for both fan bases to love.
If you are a Cardinal fan or a Cub fan, your jaw will drop. We have worked with the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown, New York. They opened their vaults up to us for this exhibit. We've worked with the St. Louis Cardinals, who they're really the envy of Major League Baseball when we talk about preserving their franchise history, having a really a fantastic museum there in St. Louis, and their collection is phenomenal. We will have pieces from the Cardinal collection in this exhibit, and also the Chicago Cubs. They have a much smaller collection in terms of the memorabilia that they have hung on to, documenting their history. But the items that they made available to us, are just world class. And in this exhibit, this will be the only time in history, before or after this exhibit, in which these objects will be in the same place at the same time. So you can't miss it.
Let's talk about some of the objects that people can go and see here up close. For example, I saw one of them was the second base bag that the Cardinals star Lou Brock back in 1974, he stole that to break the modern record for steals in a season. That's just one of the items. Talk about some of the others that are coming.
Yeah, so one of my favorite objects that'll be on display is the jersey that Stan the Man Musial wore in 1946. He didn't play in 1945. World War II was going on. Stan the Man came back. He won the MVP and guided the Cardinals to another World Series championship. We'll have a jersey that he wore during that season, which is absolutely amazing. All sorts of objects. One of the finest seasons a pitcher in Major League Baseball ever had was 1968, when Bob Gibson won the Cy Young Award. We will have his Cy Young Award on display from 1968. Cub fans, we will have objects going all the way back to the 19th century, documenting the Cubs' amazing franchise. In recent history, you might remember that day when Kerry Wood struck out 20 Astros with a devastating slider. From the National Baseball Hall of Fame, we will have the cap that he wore that day as he made some baseball history. We'll also have, from the Chicago Cubs, one of my favorites, great pitcher Greg Maddux. He came back to the Cubs late in his career. He won his 300th game, and the spikes that he was wearing when he made that history, we'll have them on display here. Cardinals and the Cubs, they'll both be represented all throughout this exhibit.
You're going to have items that even go back to the dead ball era with Mordecai Three-Finger Brown. I saw some things with Rogers Hornsby. This is really the history of these franchises that will be on display.
You bet. And even before the franchises, became household names, we'll have a little bit of a baseball history on display. The very first thing that visitors will see when they walk into this exhibit is a 1860 political cartoon when Abraham Lincoln, it talks about that election in which he became president of the United States. And for the first time in American history, a cartoonist used baseball as a metaphor to describe that contentious 1860 political campaign. And that'll be on display. And we sort of make this argument that baseball rose to prominence. It sort of rose at the same time that Abraham Lincoln rose to such great political success.
It starts on March 24th. It's going to run through the calendar year. You're going to have other events tying in with this throughout the year.
Yeah, we'll have all sorts of events that's complementary programming to this exhibit. You can go to our website, presidentlincoln.illinois.gov, for more details. Maybe the thing that I'm excited for, in April, we're going to have Tim Kirkjian. If you are a baseball fan and you watch Baseball Tonight, ESPN, you've definitely seen some of his insights. We're going to welcome him here to Springfield, and he's going to talk about his book as well as his lifelong obsession as a baseball fan and that Cardinal-Cub rivalry.
Sam, talk a little bit, if you could, about this rivalry. I know that people like to discuss, you know, what's the greatest rivalry of all time? Maybe it's the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Giants and the Dodgers, and certainly the Cardinals and Cubs right there. But I've also heard people say that it is more of a friendly rivalry than some of the others.
Well, the Cardinal-Cub rivalry, I'll tell you, I originally grew up in Central Illinois, and, you know, the backyard wiffle ball games that I used to play with my buddies, we loved the Cardinals and the Cubs. I was always a Cardinal player when I would bat. My buddies, you know, I had they were Cubs when they were pitching against me. And it was a friendly rivalry, that's for sure, but we really did take our allegiances seriously. Here working on this exhibit with our wonderful exhibit team here at the Presidential Library and Museum, we've been split about 50-50 between Cardinal fans and Cub fans. We're just right here located on that sweet spot where, you know, Cardinal and Cub fans are distributed about 50-50 here. And I'll tell you, I've been to a couple playoff games in my life to see the Cardinals take on folks in the postseason. There is something different that takes place in a Major League Baseball stadium when it's postseason time. You see people cheering on every single pitch, even if it's a ball or a strike or a foul ball. You'll get those reactions in postseason that you normally don't get during the regular season. And in my life, I was lucky enough to go to a Cardinal-Cub game just in the regular season, and it was the same sort of atmosphere. The folks in the in the stands were actively rooting on either team, and definitely they were living and dying on every pitch.
And this is also an interactive exhibit as well.
Absolutely. It was really important to us when we were designing this exhibit that we kept the fans in mind. The reason that we care about this rivalry, the reason that it has become historic, is because the fans. It is they've played such an active role in rooting on the Cardinals and the Cubs. So in this exhibit, I would say unlike any other exhibit that we've done in our museum, it'll give fans the opportunity to participate in this rivalry. So, for instance, we designed a one-of-a-kind trivia game. You'll be able to register and play this trivia game inside the exhibit as a Cardinal or a Cub fan, and every answer you get right will add a run to your team's total. And we'll see, we'll settle it once and for all in this exhibit, if the Cardinal fans or the Cub fans are the most knowledgeable about their favorite franchise. We'll also, we worked with Sony PlayStation, and fans will have the opportunity to play a home run derby on the wildly successful MLB The Show gaming platform. And again, fans will be able to take on each other as a Cardinal or a Cub. All sorts of photograph opportunities where you'll be able to take home a memento of this exhibit. And within this exhibit, I'll tell you, fans are going to have the opportunity to weigh in on and share what their favorite baseball memory is. It might have been a memory at a Busch Stadium or Wrigley Field, or just playing catch with your brother or your dad or your mom out in front. But we know that baseball is very near and dear to so many of us, and we have some personal memories we would love to have folks share throughout this exhibit.